We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Let's take a look at the NBA draft and tell you who went where. Of course, Wembanyama to San Antonio, number one. That was obvious. We gave you yesterday on C2C, Brandon Miller to the Hornets. That hit. And we gave you Scoot Henderson to Portland. That hit. Amen Thompson to the Rockets, four. That hit. Yusar Thompson, his brother, number five, to Detroit. That hit. Anthony Black from Arkansas, the shooting guard, went to the Magic, six. Bilal Koulibaly of France ended up going to the Pacers, seven. No one saw that coming. Jarace Walker of Houston to the Wizards, eight. Taylor Hendricks of Central Florida, the power forward, nine to the Jazz. Kayson Wallace, Kentucky point guard, 10 to the Mavs. Jed Howard, Juwan's son from Michigan, the shooting guard, 11 to Orlando. Derek Lively, Duke center, 12 to Oak City. Grady Dick, Kansas shooting guard, 13 to Toronto. Jordan Hawkins, shooting guard, UConn, 14 to New Orleans. Kobe Bufkin, Michigan point, 15 to Atlanta. Keontae George, Baylor shooting guard, to the Jazz at 16. Jalen Hood-Schifino, the badass Indiana point guard, 17. To the Lake Show, 18. Jaime Jaquez Jr., UCLA, small forward, went to the Heat at 18. Brandon Podziemski of Santa Clara, the shooting guard, 19. To the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Yay. The big drop no one saw coming was Cam Whitmore of Nova. The small forward went 20th to the Rockets. Everybody thought he was top 10. The next two picks, 21 and 22, went to the Nets. They got Noah Clowney, the power forward from Bama, and Derek Whitehead, the shooting guard from Duke. Portland took Chris Murray from Iowa, the power forward, at 23. 24, Olivier Maxence Prosper, Marquette, power forward, to the Kings. Marcus Sasser, Houston point guard, went to the Grizzlies at 25. Ben Shepherd, Belmont, small forward, to the Pacers at 26. Nick Smith Jr., Arkansas point guard, went to the Hornets at 27. Bryce Sensabaugh, Ohio State, small forward, to the Jazz at 28. Julian Strother, Gonzaga, small forward, Pacers at 29. And Kobe Brown of Missouri, the power forward, went to the Clippers with the final pick at 30 in the first round. The Bulls are going into the offseason, and they got bad news. They don't think Lonzo Ball will be ready to play next season at all. He's 25. He missed all of the season, this past season, and underwent cartilage transplant surgery on his left knee in March. It's the third surgery on the knee since he appeared in his last game in January of 22. Their GM said, our expectation is that he's not coming back next season. He's going to continue on his recovery. If he comes back, it would be great. But we're just going to treat this offseason and get ready for the season that he's not going to be back. They say he's improving since the last surgery and recently began walking without crutches. He signed a four-year, $80 million deal in the summer of 21. They traded into the second round to get Julian Phillips, the forward from Tennessee, at number 34 overall. And they also agreed to a two-way deal with undrafted UConn behemoth Adama Sanogo. By the way, the Clippers president, Lawrence Frank, says they want Russell Westbrook back. The GM of the Blazers, Joe Cronin, said they want Damian Lillard back. Quote, there's nothing more than we want than for Damian to retire a Blazer and to put a winner around him. The Mavericks traded Davis Bertans and the number 10 pick in the draft to the Oak City Thunder for the number 12 pick. To some baseball, the Rays ace Dirty Harry McClanahan left their game last night at the Trop in St. Pete against the Royals because of mid-back tightness. It was with two outs in the fourth, and the game was tied at two. After Cash went out to talk to him, Dirty Harry left the field, done for the night. McClanahan said, "I don't want to speculate. It's all early, but the leading notion is we don't think it's anything severe. Maybe just more of a precautionary move just to maybe limit whatever it is." Then they stunningly lost to Kansas City by a run. By the way, Cash has benched Wander Franco for two games, last night's game and tonight's game against the Royals. Cash said, "Wander's a really good kid, really good person. He's a young player that is learning and dealing with the challenges of being a major leaguer and some of the frustrations that come with it. Over the course of the season, there's been multiple times that the way he handled his frustrations have not been the way that we ask our players to uphold being the best teammate." He wouldn't give specifics. Franco's hitting .287 with 8 homers and 34 RBIs and 24 stolen bases. I thought the Braves-Phillies game was crazy yesterday. Marcell Ozuna hit a 2-run homer to cap a 5-run 10th inning, and the Braves ended up beating the Phillies 5-1 for their 8th straight win. The Braves swept the 2-game set from the Phillies. Ozuna's home run was his 14th. To deep left center off the right-hander Marte, and that followed a 2-run single by Riley that was misplayed by Schwarber in left. Four Braves pitchers, Elder, Minter, Iglesias, and Anderson, didn't give up an earned run in 10 innings, allowing just 4 hits and 2 walks. They struck out 10. Now the Braves are in Cincinnati to face the red-hot Reds, who've won 11 in a row. Right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver will go for the Braves against Luke Dreamweaver tonight. The Phillies host the Mets in a 3-game set at Citizens. Tawan Walker, who's 7-3, will start for the Phillies against Senga, the forkball pitcher, who's 6-4 with a 3.5 ERA. How about the beating the Padres put on the Giants, who had won 10 in a row? Manny Machado and Gary Franchise Sanchez hit 3-run homers, and it was all over but the shouting as Blake Snell won his 3rd straight start. He struck out 11 and allowed 3 singles in 6 innings. And the Padres avoided getting swept in the 4-game set for the first time since 2017. Snell has an 18-inning scoreless streak and has allowed 1 run over 31 innings in his last 5 starts. It's just crazy. He said, "I'm just in a zone competing with every pitch. When I have 4 pitches and they're all working, that's when I'm at my best." The Giants struck out 14 times. It was their 7th shutout loss. Juan Soto had his 4th straight multi-hit game. He went 2-for-3 with a walk and 2 runs. Joe Musgrove seeks his 5th to win in his 5th decision starting tonight against San Diego in their game against the Nats and Patrick Corbin, who's 4-8. He's lost his last 3 starts. The Giants, meanwhile, it's going to be huge. Logan Webb, 6-6, taking on Zach Davies, who's 1-3, as Arizona comes calling to Oracle in San Francisco. Domingo Germán of the Yankees got lit up last night in the Bronx. Teoscar Hernandez hit 1 of Seattle's 4 early home runs, and the Mariners went off on Germán 10-2 to prevent a 3-game sweep by the Bombers. Colton Wong hit his 1st home run for the Mariners before Ty France and Cal Raleigh also jack shots against Germán, who fell to 4-5. Julio Rodriguez got Seattle going with a one-out single in a four-run first inning. The Yankees committed three errors in the third inning alone. Aaron Boone said it was an awful game for us. It's not fun to go through something like that, especially at home. Herman gave up a career-high 10 runs, 8 earned, and 8 hits. He threw 93 pitches in 3 and a third, and his ERA skyrocketed to over 5. Seattle will send Logan Gilbert to the mound. He's 4-4 tonight in Baltimore against right-hander Kyle Gibson, who's 8-4. Gilbert's never faced the O's. He's 16-4 and 37 career starts on the road, though. That's crazy. Clark Schmidt, who's 2-6 with a 4.6 ERA, faces the highest scoring team in baseball when Texas comes to the Bronx. Dane Dunning, who's 6-1, goes for the AL West leaders tonight in the boogie down. The Twins blank the Red Sox 6-0. Marlins rallied late. Cooper, a 3-run blast in a 5-run 8th to beat the Pirates 6-4. We covered that 1.5. Boom. The Diamondbacks laying a run and a half at even money, beat the Nats 5-3 at Nationals Park. We hit that. Boom. We hit the Guardians laying a run and a half against the A's at plus 120. They won 6-1. Boom. And that Royals win was 6-5 over the Rays. You talk about crazy. No one on the face of the earth thought that they were going to be able to dance with the Rays. So all the games are tonight across the board. No day ball. So let's get it going on a weekend.